Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with a great team today. And we have Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, and in our chat room, we've got Eliza's Angels or Elizabeth Dofrano. Oh dear, I made your name wrong. Sorry.
Elizabeth D'Onofrio.
Thank you. Boy, I got to work on that. So Elizabeth's in the chat room. So we have a bunch of readers here today. But today we're welcoming our very special guest, Christiana Ladouceur. Did I say that right, Christiana?
Close.
Ladouceur. Okay, thank you. You never know. So, Christiana, would you like to just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how people can find you? I know Facebook's a good way to reach you. That's your main sort of launching pad, but why don't you tell people a little bit about your work, how you work, and how they can find you?
Yeah, so I'm an intuitive empath, and I am on Facebook under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. So you can find me on Facebook. I have the page, and just send me a message there rather than on the website, since the website is still a work in progress. Let's see, I've been doing this for like 12 years, and I do enjoy it. I love the insight and the creativity of it.
So what sort of psychic abilities do you work with? I know you're a psychic intuitive.
Oh.
I know you're an empath, but you've got a lot more on your resume that I noticed. You work with folk remedies and not.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I do folk magic. So I'm a practitioner of the craft as well.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think,
and
Tony, you are too, eh?
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, but that sounds so cool. I've been talking to Christiana. I'll have to talk to her more.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, there's lots of info, and the website will come to fruition, of course, but you can find Christiana on Facebook very easily. But carry on. Sorry to interrupt you. So you do the folk magic. It's like a magic that is practiced, magic with a K. And so
mostly
do you
candle magic working?
That's lovely. Fire is such a good element.
Yeah, yes, very quick.
Yeah. And do you connect with other? Do you connect the other side for your clients when you're reading?
I'm beginning to. So that's still a new avenue for me, but I am beginning to hear spirit like audibly outside of myself, so that is coming in.
Good. You and Tony,
yes.
I think lots to talk about, because Tony's just have her abilities are like going boom like that. Everybody on this team, like Marianne, you're really like coming along in leaps and bounds, and like Jessica's always had that kind of. Sure. I just mentioned to Jessica and her family, please get well soon and lots of love from the team. Jessica's unfortunately tested positive for COVID, and so we're sending them like just massive, massive love. don't worry about being a beginner, because you're in great company. You know, everybody's at different stages, you know, of abilities, but I think you're doing great. Like, when I was doing your bio, I thought that's very cool. You know, I'm reading all your stuff. So 12 years, let's say we were saying that it takes 15 years to become an overnight success. So you've only got 3 years to go. Hang in there.
Oh,
yeah. but I think, you know, we've got a big team today, so we'd like to try and get at everyone, and we've also got some callers waiting. So, Christiana, if you're ready, we'll go ahead and take our first caller, if you're ready. Or did you want to add anything to your
No. Info? Well, I mean, I also do healing hands, which is like Reiki, and then I do Sometimes I do crystal ball reading as well.
Excellent. Fabulous.
Cool.
Yeah, you'll just expand your repertoire as you go along. Sorry, Tony, what were you going to say, love?
No, I just said that's cool. But thinking about beginning and still thinking about if I have the power or not, I have a really cool story that happened to me twice this week. The first one was my friend in California said, I'm going to see if Tony is really psychic or not. And she sent out some, I guess, you know, she was saying, she said that, and she's like, you know, sending out a message. And I heard the message immediately. And within an hour, I texted her back saying, I texted her saying, how are you? Are you okay? And so she immediately had to call me because she said, oh, I was testing you. And then that happened to me again with another friend this week. So it's funny how you say, you know, it takes 15 years or it takes a while. I think it takes a while for us to open up our mind to what we are. Yeah. To let
but
it
it's
in.
It's so exciting. So. That's so exciting, Tony. I know what it's like to like go, wow, this is really happening. And it's, So that's
floored.
I think it's wonderful. I was just, my partner is, I live with someone who's, he's kind of a skeptical believer, if that makes any sense. And many, many years I worked as a scenic artist and I had a series of murals I was doing here in Ontario. And so I was probably about 300 miles away painting a mural in this real estate office. And my partner was here home. He was in Gananoque, so about 300 miles apart. And while I was painting, you know, I was alone and kind of, you know, my mind started to hear the Patty Duke theme song over and over and over like an earworm. And for those, it's like Patty adores a minuet. The ballet moves and creeps, you know. So the line I kept hearing was, our Patty loves to rock and roll. A hot dog makes her lose control. And I kept hearing it in my head over and over and over again. And I'm like, what the? I must be working too hard. Anywho, 300 miles away, my partner Barry had the same song in his head. And he said, God, this song's been in my head. And I said, what song is it? It's the Patty Duke theme song. So the weird thing is, like, what the F, you know, like, what is that all about, you know? So the weirdest epilepsy happens, and I don't know. It's hilarious sometimes, but it is really, really cool, you know, when that sort of thing happens. Pay attention, you know, when you go to phone someone and they were about to, we don't have the old-fashioned phones that you can pick it up and the other guy would be on the line. That used to happen with the old dial ones, but it happens all the time. And the more you notice it, it doesn't always make sense. However,
she was questioning it too until that happened. And now she's like, no, I'm not questioning it anymore. It's real for sure.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I think that's our big hurdle is getting over the woo-woo factor. These people still want to throw rocks at people that practice these things. And, you know, as Christiana was mentioning, people who work in the craft, the Wiccan people, and that's, you know, that's earth magic. And there's nothing freaky about it. It's actually something that we mustn't lose, you know. So, I don't know. I guess they'll never really respect it. Not everyone's going to respect it, but I think people are waking up and becoming enlightened a little bit. They don't throw as many rocks, how's that?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Okay. All right. So, we've got Elizabeth in the chat room. We got Tony. We got Christiana. We got Marianne. Am I missing anyone? I feel like I'm on a camping trip here. Okay.
You are, so but you didn't miss anything. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hit the board and see who pops up. And our first caller is 832. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, yes. This is Dejan.
Hi, Dejan. I feel like we've met you before on the show.
Yes, I think it was about, probably 4 or 5 years ago, I think.
Yeah, well, it's okay. The energy, each person has an energy signature, and I felt I recognized you. So how can we help you today, Dejan?
I just wanted to know if you see me and this other girl, her name is Izzy, in a relationship.
Okay. This is Lynn Dejan. The first impression that I get of Izzy is that she's someone who walks outside of the social norms. Is she a bit of a free spirit?
Yes, she is.
Okay. So what I'm feeling for you is that follow her lead, okay? This is like saddling a unicorn or trying to tame, you know, as a wave on the sand, trying to keep it. I wouldn't try to corral this person or make her make any kinds of commitments early on. You've got to gain her, feels like you've got to gain her trust that you will not diminish her. She may have had some rough times with guys before, so follow her lead. Listen to what she tells you she needs for a relationship. I think it'll work, but I wouldn't try to pin this particular soul down. I am hearing a wild thing. So with that, Dejan, I'll give you over to Tony and see what pops in for you there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Dejan. I love your name.
Hi.
Hi. So I got immediately, when I heard your voice, I drew the sun. Because I felt warm and a big ray, I guess, of sunshine. But when you talked about Izzy, I kind of got what Lynn was saying, that I got the wind. Like, I drew wind, which is hard to do. It's just like a circle, like a tornado. Mm-hmm. And so I feel that it is good. But like what Lynn was saying, it said I would allow the transformation energies of faith to help me to expand my experience with her. So you're going to have to keep a really open mind and let her teach you, because I feel the same. She's been maybe messed up a little bit in the past, but with your sun rays and your warmth, I think you can bust through that if you take it slow.
Okay.
And not, because she's twirling, because you're stationary and she's always twirling. So she's kind of fast moving, but I think if you slow down a little bit, I think you guys would connect on a different level, kind of like what Lynn was saying, but in a different manner, I guess. But hopefully that makes sense to you.
It does. It does. Thank you.
You're
Beautiful.
Welcome. Thank you.
Okay. So, Christiana, is there anything you're picking up for Dejan?
Yes. The first card I got was the Queen of Earth, and this angel is holding a pot of gold, and it's just talking about that the sensible approach to approach her would be to be kind and understanding with her. And also I got the Eagle card, it's Archangel Jophiel. It is saying that she really is not the type that likes to be pinned down. Like, I agree with the free spirit and being like the wind. She doesn't like to be pinned down. And then I got the Three of Earth, but it's in reverse. So that's just telling me that there's, like, I believe this is more for you, that it's time to get more creative, like, on how you approach her, like really use your intuition and go with what feels right. I think as long as you don't try to control it all, and as long as you're open to be kind and understanding with her, I think there is a high potential that it will work out.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, Marianne, what's coming in for you? Are you reading cards today, or?
Yeah. So what I got for you, Dejan, I'm like Tony. I love your name. I was like, oh, I love that name. Anyways, So what can't for you. Me is to remain positive. So what your angels are asking you to do is just to keep an optimistic attitude, because there's very positive momentum here at the beginning, and it's building towards the creation of your desires. So you're speeding your dreams along by maintaining cheerful and confident demeanor. And I know it seems like your plans are taking a long time to manifest, but you'll see a change really soon. So don't lose hope when it doesn't come quickly, because, you know, they're close to coming true. So just keep the faith and keep on keeping on.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, so Dejan, I don't think it's a lost cause. I think you'll find there's wonderful lessons for both of you in this experience, right? And I think it's a relationship worth pursuing ultimately. So, you know, just have a beautiful time and enjoy the ride as well as the, you know, because there's no goal involved here. This is like the journey part, and it's all about learning and loving real big. Okay.
Right.
Thanks
Thank
for calling
you.
Back. Yeah, let us know how it goes. It was lovely to hear from you again.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Dejan. Have a beautiful Sunday. Okay. So we'll move on. I just wanted to say, if you want to call in, it's 646-564-9868. Okay. 203, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Okay. All right. They may have fallen asleep. Okay. So, 480. Hi, 480. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, my name's Michael.
Hi, Michael. Welcome. Lovely to
Thank
hear
you.
From you. How can we help you today?
Sure. Well, my lease is coming up in August, and I'm thinking of getting an RV. Right now, I currently work remotely, but I'm not a big fan of the job, of the sales job. So it's just this company, per se. I am thinking of, well, I actually just registered an LLC to basically do what I've just learned with this job, because eventually I think I can do it better, but obviously that's going to take some work and things like that. So I would still need something to bring money in if I decide to leave this job. But also, if I go the RV route, it's going to have to be remote as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just based on all that hodgepodge of various factors, I was curious what you thought.
That makes sense. It makes sense, you know. Hi, Michael, it's Lynn. And immediately I got a power animal coming in for you, and that was the woodpecker. The woodpecker stands for strength, opportunity, wisdom, kindness, courage, foresight, and protection. So never one to give up, the woodpecker finds value in the most hopeless of things and makes remarkable good come out of it. I get a really, really positive feeling for the outcome of this venture of yours. It feels to me, I get a strong feeling of a nature lover in you.
Yep. Kind of the purpose of this.
Yeah. Oh, I know. The RV makes it kind of obvious. However, it's like, it's like your soul needs this. It feeds you in ways that you probably don't even think about, you know it. But so you're doing what you need for your soul. But I also feel like you're going to draw. So it's like you're basically remote. You're like a traveling sales dude, right?
Yeah, I mean, I work from home with the sales job, but I can be pretty much anywhere doing it. So I figured, it would be less than more than half my rent. To buy an RV, and and then I can just be out and about, and I'm in Arizona, so I could be in Sedona in the spring and fall.
Oh,
go go further north in the summertime, and you know, being around Phoenix and Tucson or Tucson in the winter.
Wow, 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 wow! Because Sedona is going to be a very amazing energy place for you.
I love it.
Yeah, it's one of those very strong, I forget what they're called, but it's got incredible psychic energy, spiritual energy around it. Mount Shasta is another one that if you ever get to, I think you're going to really pick up on the vibes there. Yeah, Michael, I'm seeing fireworks and I'm feeling like, yay, you know, that sort of the crowd, the cheering crowds. I think you're making like a really, really bang on decision for yourself. Don't worry if it feels a little bit like you might panic a little and go, what am I doing? You're doing it and it will be fine. And I think you're going to find a whole new clientele. Like you're going to meet people in your travels that is going to be business connections for you. So it feels very expansive. It feels like such a good idea for you. And I'm like, all I can say is you just go for it and enjoy. Starry nights, I think, are going to be a reward for you, just sitting there and, yep, and looking up at the sky and going, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah. Have a really good trip. I'm so excited.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Tony, take it away.
Yeah. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
So as soon as I heard your voice, I drew the mountains and then a butterfly. So, I think you're right on with what you're aiming for. You work best when you're not inside or, you know, enclosed up in a city like most of us. And then I got the Queen of Pentacles, which said that you're a healer, a working parent, a self-made person. So material wealth and abundance, strength and family and opportunity. So it says opportunity as it arises. So I think this is, you know, the time. It says I enjoy my deep connection with life and lead it and with an outpouring of warmth and abundance and love. So I don't see anything negative that came up for me. It was all like what Lynn said. It was happiness, joy, butterflies and birds and animals and mountains and streams and beautiful things. That's what I want to do is get an RV and leave this crazy city that I'm in. But if you have the chance to do it, I say, yeah, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it sounds like you're really positive in it. I mean, I think you've already made up your mind that you're going to do it. And your energy is really positive. So I think as long as you stay positive and the road that you mapped out, I think you probably are right that you can do it better than that company that you were working for. So whatever you have mapped out, just keep following that and don't let anybody deter that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just keep on that road.
Yeah, and I almost think even if the job that I currently have is, you know, doesn't, you know, ultimately end up being a fit, at least it gets the whole process started. And I mean, again, I can always go back and like go roll into some smaller town and wait tables, probably make enough just to do the basic support, you know, type of thing with and, you know, working on the business and things like that. At least making ends meet.
Yeah, and you're willing to do that, so that's why I think you're going to be successful. What I got is you're willing to do anything to make this happen, so I think you're absolutely right. I think if you don't do this, you're going to look back, you know, down the road saying, gosh, I missed my opportunity. You know what I mean?
No, 100%.
Yeah, awesome. I wish that I could be you right now.
Thank you.
So happy trails. You're welcome. Christiana?
Yes. The first card I got for you was the Page of Fire, just saying that you're outgoing, creative, confident, and mischievous. And what I get from this card talking about a new endeavor, and I believe that being on the go as you work would be the best for you right now in your life. I agree that that sense of freedom is a really healthy outlet for you. And then I got the Four of Water. It's just telling you to open your eyes to the possibilities. Like, I'm getting right now that the possibilities are really endless for you as far as career goes and traveling. And it's a picture of a mermaid in the sea. And that just tells me that to find the truth or the answers you seek, just go a little deeper. And I got the Queen of Air, and that you're independent, experienced, realistic, and witty.
Mm.
And they're talking about clearing away all that no longer serves you and seeing the humor in a situation. So definitely, yeah. I think that right now is the time to clear away what no longer serves you. And in the an orb I see on the card is a unicorn, which is a very magical creature. And that's just telling me that that's going to be a magical journey for you. And also on the first card, the Page of Air, there was a phoenix. So that's just telling me you're resilient. And if you feel that you fail at something, you always start over again. So that's a really positive thing about you.
Yeah, I'm 52, never been married, no kids, and I'm willing to bet on myself every time because I can take those risks because I don't have that responsibility in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Awesome. Well,
thank you, Christiana. How about Marianne? Have you picked up anything from Michael?
Yeah. So Michael, what I got is that your guides want you to expand. So they're wanting you to find some helpful people, if I did it right, because they're wanting you to do some professional networking. You may make time to branch out in order to create some personal or career connections and that'll be necessary to be successful. And they're also saying that it's going to require some input from of those around that can assist you in accomplishing the different tasks that are before you. So it may include different professionals in the field related to what your new job is going to be. It could also include people in your personal life who have experience that would be helpful. But they also want you to know that there is going to be somebody entering your life soon who's going to help with this.
Mm.
So that's what I got for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This is just expand. Yeah.
That really, yeah that resonates
a
lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, networking and making those connections. I think you're going to be surprised by the you know, they always say that the people show up that are supposed to meet. And I think you're going to be meeting some very interesting and helpful people. I think all of what the team said really resonates. You're just at the beginning of an amazing journey, Michael. It's wonderful.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, just me and the dog, and we'll go out and hit it and hang out.
Oh, my gosh. You should read John Steinbeck's book, Travels with Charlie, if you can find it. It's just wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of it?
No, absolutely.
Travels with,
no,
yeah, Charlie,
no, I haven't, but I'll check it out.
It just made me think of you guys. What's your dog's name?
Luna.
Luna. Oh. It just, it's such a happy, I'm just so glad you brought your energy in today. It just makes me feel so happy. Yeah. And
oh,
give,
wonderful.
Yeah,
well, thank you very much.
Give Luna a book from all of us. And keep in touch. Let us know how it goes, Michael, if you can.
Absolutely. I certainly will. Thank you so much all for your time. I appreciate it.
So welcome. Bon voyage and happy trails. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. That
was awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
What a nice buzz you get from that sort of energy. It's very big, very beautiful.
Good vibes. Big smile.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll see if 203 has woken up and we've got them back.
Okay.
Hi, 203. Are you with us? We're on the air.
No. Hello? Maybe just listening.
Maybe. Okay. Well, so we'll move on then to 856. Hi, 856. You're on the air. Can we get you
muted?
Hi, how
are you?
Hi.
It's Rosemaria.
Hi, Rosemaria.
How are you?
Going for you? Good. How are you doing? Are you, is life, the road rising up to meet you?
Not quite. Getting there.
Oh. How can we help you today?
Whatever you can see that's coming up, either traveling, moving to a different country or staying in the U.S., whatever you can get that's positive.
Okay. I have to ask, this is Lynn, Rosemaria. I'm drawing a box, and I feel like you're stalled a little bit here. It's like a feeling of spinning your wheels. Are you trying to move forward and not gaining any momentum?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you ever done anything in the way of spirit, or what do you call it, soul retrieval, where you go back and you sort of... you can kind of give yourself a hug at different stages of your past to sort of make the, it's almost like a wound healing thing, but it feels like something's, it almost feels like you're standing in your own light without meaning to. It's not like you're doing bad things or anything like that, but it just feels like it's almost you're blocking your own path for some reason that you need to sort of bring to the light in order to understand it. Did somebody tell you no a lot when you were a kid, or were you sort of held back from stuff a little bit?
Not so much, not really.
Okay. Something I just feel this wedgy block in the energy. Like I want to flow forward. I want to, you know, carry on down your road, but it feels like it's just blocked, and it's like you're telling yourself no for some reason. So it may not, so maybe I'm wrong in thinking it's something triggering you from your past, but something's keeping you from, like, you almost, you know, you deserve it, right? You deserve happiness and whatnot. It's not a feeling of like, I don't deserve this or not being worthy.
It's a friend of mine that's blocking me. He's very protective, and he's not moving forward with it.
Okay. All right. So it's somebody. Okay. Well, okay. I just, like, suggest maybe that you work on the permission you give to people to alter your course. Like, you know, you may want to grab your own steering wheel back and take possession of it, because other people cannot, they aren't able to understand your needs the way you do. So I don't know. I would get that obstacle, at least start chipping away at it. You know, if you can't remove it all at once, start working on it. And because it just feels like you need to go forward. And sometimes, you know, maybe you have to stop and be blocked a little bit, but don't let that keep you in a rut or stuck. Okay. Make sure you move forward for your own path, for Rosemaria's path and nobody else's. Tony, do you want to take this away and see what where it takes you?
Sure. Yeah. Hi, Rosemaria.
Hi.
I immediately got a storm. I drew lightning, which is hard. I mean, the way I could draw lightning. I got high seas, stormy, no light. In fact, I got cold chills when you were talking. So whoever that you have some kind of a opposing energy that's keeping you where you are. So whatever that opposing energy is not helping you. After you get rid of the opposing energy, I see that your travel confidence will come back, that there is travel in the future and willpower. But it's that control that you need to find. You need to take it back. Like Lynn was saying, I don't see any sunshine. I don't feel any warmth at all right now. I just feel cold chill, stormy days, high seas, like, yeah, like you're stuck right there. And in order to move forward, you have to get rid of that opposing energy.
He knows that's what he's afraid of. He knows already moved forward. So
yeah.
He doesn't want to be anywhere near the town, so he has no other choice.
So whatever that is, he's correct.
There's no choice.
So until I see it's rough seas for a while, but then when I drew the card, the Chariot, then it looks like the rough seas could turn. But for right now, it's still going to be what it is, unfortunately, is what I got. I don't know if Christiana might have gotten something different.
Well, I'm seeing here, the first card I got is the Lover's card, and this has the Archangel Raphael on it. It's talking about an intimate relationship and that you need to carefully weigh your decisions right now, and I also agree that whoever this person is that you feel is holding you back, don't let them hold you back, you know? And then the next card is the Emperor and the Archangel Michael card. And it's talking about the lack of structure and discipline. So I'm seeing kind of like everything being tossed up in the air and just not really going anywhere quite yet. And I get the Queen of Fire in. It's definitely reflecting the stuck, kind of stuck energy. And I do feel ultimately that because you're wondering about relocating in a job, right? So I'm feeling that eventually, you will succeed. You just kind of got to get out of your own way.
Well, okay, I think we're having a few sound problems from your end, Christiana. What we heard you say is you're pretty much getting what the rest of the team is picking up in the terms of your bit stuck. Yeah, we're getting kind of an electronic, I'm not sure what's causing it, but you might, if you're on a cell phone, maybe just try moving your location. But we did kind of hear that you're getting kind of the same from what we were talking about. I'm just going to move over to Mary. Yeah, I don't know what is causing that. It's an electronic sort of ripple that's blocking your voice. Marianne, what's coming in for you for Rose Maria?
Okay, so Rose Maria, what I got for you is that it's not going to be for another few months. So they're just saying that what you're looking for will be able to occur. But divine timing means that other people's free will and choices are also involved, so you have to keep the faith. While all the pieces of the puzzle that you're trying to put together will come together, and the situation will resolve. And then, as I was, I had my cards with me, and then as I was kind of putting them in the back, a card fell out that's saying, "Ask your angels." So what that means is that they're always there to help you. But they're wanting you to ask for assistance because they can't do it because of the law of the free will. But they're wanting to help you. You just have to state your questions, whether you do it out loud or silently in your head. They'll instantly be there to help. And they have some special messages for you about your situation and everything that's happening. They want to help you. So they're just waiting there for you to ask them. So if you want to sit quietly somewhere in a peaceful place, either outside in nature or somewhere indoors, and ask for divine guidance, they will be able to be there for you. And the answers will come through with your feelings or hearing or whatever way you receive messages. But they're just waiting there to be there for you. and they just want to help you to guide you on to your right path.
Yeah, excellent.
Awesome.
So.
Fabulous. Okay, and Rose Maria, we have Elizabeth in the chat room has sent a little reading in for you. And she refers to the rainbow butterfly that's offered to you as a bridge, connecting your life to the service of a greater community, humanity, and the earth evolving in the cosmos. And she pulls the 10 of Pentacles for you, which just type that in Google, and there's a ton of interpretations for that. But wow, thank you. Thanks, Elizabeth. I know you've got jet lag today, so we really appreciate the effort you're making in the chat room. Have some tequila and donuts. Everybody enjoys them. And I hope that helps, Rose Maria. We're sorry about the sound thing there. We'll try to get to the bottom of that. But yeah, don't despair. I really did get a feeling of renewal for you once you get past this obstacle. It gets full steam ahead and you'll be back on your feet. And I think you'll also remember what's good about being alive on the earth.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Have a beautiful Sunday and thanks again for calling. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Lovely. All right. Now we've got, I'm not sure if this is the same. Is this 203?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah. We can, but it's the sound is poor. It's a little underwatery.
Okay, hang on 1 minute.
Okay. It's kind of bad. I don't know what to suggest. Is it location, or? Okay, 203, I'm going to put you just back on hold, and I'll get back to you, I promise, but we'll have to see if we can, if you can maybe relocate or get on a different phone or something. It's just really hard to understand. The sound is just very muffled. Sorry, but don't give up. We'll get back to you. All right, now we have two other callers that are from 203, very popular. Hi, 203, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, it's me again.
Oh, hi, you're on a different, okay. Hi.
I don't know what's going on. Anyway, this is Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. Welcome to the show. Don't worry. Things happened. You know, last week we couldn't even do a show because there were gremlins. So it's all good, you know?
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Thank you.
No, you sound great. You sound all crystal clear, and this is great. So go ahead. And,
Yeah, I've got concerns about how to handle a situation, which I've been trying to handle for a long time, and evidently it's not successful because I keep being told that this is still going on and affecting my health. There's a woman in this apartment building that over a year ago I told her to just back off and don't talk to me and go her own way. She's very slanderous and toxic and gossipy and just goes after everyone she can. Really, in fact, the head of the security guard mentioned to me that she thought this couple were the most evil she'd ever met. So it's really intense. Now the partner or husband is trying to get in good graces with me, and I just ignore him. But I keep being told that this is still going on and affecting my health. And there's also someone two apartments down from me that's kind of doing the same thing. He's got problems and doesn't like the fact that I don't respond to his weird comments. So now he's trying even harder to get to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've tried to protect myself and so on, but if I keep getting this message, evidently it's not working right. And when I was told it was affecting my health and that it's going to get worse unless I straighten this out, really concerned me.
Mm-hmm. Who told you this, Pat?
Mm-hmm. Other Blog Talk Radio when I call in.
Uh-huh.
And I used to ask about it, and then I thought it was all in control, but recently it's been brought up. So that kind of startled me.
Well, you know, we get the messages that we're meant to receive right now. And I'm feeling you're in such a fragile place psychologically right now.
I am.
And the thing is, I'm getting the message, it's better to bend than break, okay? You want to be a willow, and you want to be water. The thing is, you can only, you know, and this is old news, everybody, you know, pretty much knows this, that we cannot change other people. We do have power over our own choices, behavior, and whatnot. But I feel like you've been, you know what I'm getting, Pat? I very often get messages through like songs or clips from movies. It comes in that way. And what I'm getting is a scene from a movie by Jim Henson called The Dark Crystal, where they start to drain the life force out of the two little Muppets, whatever they were. You guys have seen it maybe sometime, but they start to drain the life force. And this is what I'm feeling with you, is like it's draining your chi, your life force, your prana, that whatever you want to call it. It's that thing, it's like our battery power. And you're like at about 43% battery because of what's going on. And again, it's really important for you to learn, like read everything you can on regaining your power. You have power, and you can say no and refuse to engage. I always like to say with bullies and people like that, you know, and you know that the old line, you know, they're hurting more than you are. Well, it's true. People don't behave that way unless they're in pain. And that's not your problem to fix. But the problem you're up against is that they are using you as a punching bag, basically. And that's where you've got to regain your power. And I want to get a poll from the whole team about that, because I think we've all been in a place where we allow other people to take our power away. And it does. It affects your health. It makes you weak. But you want to stop that right away, Pat. I'm going to suggest you look. Can you, are you a reader? Do you mind going to books? Or do you prefer video?
Videos are good, but reading is hard, but I can do it.
No, don't do anything that's going to make it harder. Go to YouTube, look up people like Wayne Dyer. Suggestions. What would you suggest? I love Wayne Dyer. I love Neil Donald Walsh. I love, Louise Hay. She's really good at power. As we go around the table, I'll get each of the team members to see if they can recommend something that's going to help you rebuild your personal power. And the thing is, you don't have to fight. You just don't give them anything to push against. You can silence is hugely eloquent, right? You do not have to fight back.
Oh, good.
You do not have to engage, right? And watch your battery power coming up again, because you can't afford to let other people drain that anymore. I really want to put you over to Tony and see what's coming in from Tony's end.
Yeah. Hey,
hi.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Hi,
love
how
you
are
all.
You?
Can I just say two things? One,
yes.
I thought being silent was really, really, really rude. I'm happy to hear being silent is eloquent. The other thing is, my mechanic that blew my engine through negligence 2 years ago, I'm finally going to small claims court on the 11th. And
yes,
he's going to fight me. So there's energy coming from him too, I believe. But thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, no, I got don't listen to your, what I'm doing is looking up lizard brain, because I got blocked by fear, self-doubt, a reminder to not be guided by the lizard part of your brain.
Yeah.
So I'm looking that up, and it says the lizard part of the brain function is charge, for you to be in charge of fight, flight, feeding fear, freezing up and fornication. So it's a part of your brain that is very powerful. So maybe look that up too. And it says not to use that. So I think what Lynn was saying, because I got the strength card, and it says that you just need to be strong, but not read into what they're doing. They're doing it on purpose. They're trying to confuse you is what I feel, because I'm just getting confused myself just thinking about it. And I drew a rose, and it's like, just be a rose. Like Lynn says, be water. I got the rose. So meaning I think just be yourself. And don't let them influence you in any way. And it is a little bit of trickery that I see, that these neighbors could be in cahoots with each other. So don't fall into that, in their web, I guess, is more what I'm saying. It's just all confusing to me right now. Don't be blocked by fear, okay? And you've been really positive over the last couple of weeks, I feel, or months. So don't, all that work that you've done to be positive with your family situation and your health, don't let it fall, because you are on the right path, and just stay on that path. It's like Lynn says, people that want to interrupt your path are hurting themselves for some reason, and they're projecting it onto you because they see you as an easy target from that one lady.
Yeah.
So don't let them, don't be an easy target. Just put up the wall to them. And I think you'll get through it pretty quickly. As far as I don't have a crystal ball in front of me as far as the court case, but I see you coming out smelling like a rose. I think that's why I drew the rose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as long as you have to stay on the positive path, and you'll have to go through all the BS that's going to happen. I mean, it always happens. The biggest thing after these court things that I've found in my life is that even if you win, sometimes getting them to pay is a different story. Yeah. But, you know, if you get the win, you get the win, and then you can go about trying to get the money back after that. But, I feel that you're going to come out smelling like a rose in both situations. Let the confusion and block all that out, because that's trying to trick you into your old thinking, and you've worked so hard to do the new thinking. So don't fall back. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christiana,
Yes. So
just
the first card,
Go ahead. I'm just butting in here. I just wanted to ask Tony if you could.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. If you can do a recommendation of a good teacher that might be on YouTube, that's all. So
I'm going to look while you guys are doing that. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Go ahead, love. I'm sorry, Pat. Carry on. Was I interrupting Pat or Christiana?
Christiana.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go right ahead. I didn't mean to. And if you can recommend any you know, spiritual teachers and guides to help Pat, because I think, you know, educating yourself is probably one of the best ways to help you through this. Okay, sorry. Carry on, please.
Me, Christiana? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first card I got was the Queen of Earth. And it's in reverse, so originally it's a card about dealing with challenges in a kind and understanding manner, but it's in reverse, so that's just telling me, like, I agree about the lizard brain kind of mentality, and that it's important to remain compassionate and have empathy even for those that, like, you feel may not deserve that. Still be kind and understanding, because, like, it's true that hurt people hurt other people. And then I got the Six of Fire. It's just talking about victory. Good news is on its way. So in the court case, as well as the issues with the neighbors, I feel like everything's going to resolve itself in time. And I was also seeing someone stepping in, like possibly like a landlord or a manager, as far as the neighbors go. And then I get the Six of Air, and it's just talking about, because things are looking up, the end of a difficult situation. So that is what I got for your reading. And then as far as someone to look up on YouTube, she is Christian-based. If you're not Christian, that's okay.
No, that's
I still
fine.
Feel like she's really helpful. Joyce Meyer and
oh, yeah.
Power Thoughts. It's a really good
okay.
Series of videos that she has on just how to keep your mind in the positive and letting
okay.
what doesn't serve you go. And also, I like to personally, if you want, call an Archangel Michael to defend you, like, against the negative
yeah.
energies.
Yeah,
so
I do.
So that's what I got
the-
for you.
Yeah,
yeah,
Joyce Meyer has a lot of books and a lot of YouTube good things that I see.
Great.
Yeah,
all
Unshakable
those,
Trust, Never Give Up, all kinds of good stuff. Battlefield of the Mind. So she's
okay.
got her own YouTube channel. So that would be really helpful, I feel. Yeah, Christiana's
okay.
right.
Fabulous.
Thank you for all these recommendations. I know you might not be able to answer this, but this is my concern too. People, you know, legal people have said, like you say, you can win, but it may be impossible to get the money. Does anyone see me getting the money in a time?
I do.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. You're just going to have to do due diligence, and it's going to be a separate thing from this one. Yeah, like I was saying, it's not going to be, you're going to come out smelling like a rose. I feel that you are going to win this all the way through. But,
great.
You know, like Marianne always says, free will come into place. You just have to remain strong. And it's going to take a while to get the money is what I see.
Okay.
Not
okay.
to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree.
Okay. Thank you all. You're all wonderful.
Oh, well, hold on, Pat. You're not done yet.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
Marianne
good.
For you.
Yeah, we've got a huge crew, and we've also got Elizabeth has got something for you in the chat. So, Marianne, what's coming in for you, Love?
Okay, so what I have is basically the same thing that everybody else is. So they just want you, Pat, to remain positive. So your angels are asking that you keep an optimistic attitude because very positive momentum is beginning to build for the creation
good.
Of everything with your neighbors. And then with the new losses that you've got coming up. So they're just wanting you to keep a cheerful and confident demeanor. And even though it may take a long time or a while, I'll just say, the money to manifest, you'll see a change. So they're just saying don't lose hope when your dreams are about to come true. So just
okay.
keep the faith and keep a positive attitude. And I love everybody's suggestions. And I too agree with Archangel Michael and Wayne
yeah.
Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
He's fabulous. I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you, Marianne. So from our chat room, Elizabeth says, I got a little Red Riding Hood, which is the Fool. It is as courageous as it is humble to wear the fool's mask and walk the road into the unknown. Wear bright
yeah.
clothes, have fun, let the magic and joy of laughter fill your days. Temporarily, you may feel lost in the dark as if emptiness has beckoned you into the void. Through the process of rebirth, your intuition and genius will emerge. That feels so right. Thank you, Elizabeth. That's fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
Elizabeth.
Like, I think, Pat, you know, remember that you mustn't lose hope. Never, never, never give up. Okay. I think we've all encountered people like this, you know, as Christiana was saying, hurt people. And it's just the way that goes. So, you know, build yourself up from the inside out. Right. I also wrote down the message, what you focus on expands. It's just a okay. law of the universe. So make sure when you're starting to get that sort of negative thinking going, make that shift to, you know, and it's a real quick thing you can do is when you're finding yourself falling into that trap of negative thinking, stop and look at around you and find five things to be grateful for immediately.
Yeah.
Bring it back to gratitude. And also, I see Glinda all the time in these situations. She says, you have no power here. Be gone, right? Just say that in your head to these people because they really are powerless. They make a lot of noise, you know, but, you know, as the Scarecrow said, some people without brains do an awful lot of talking. So don't even rent them space in your head, you know. What they're looking for is your fear. They want to feed on that. And don't give them any. And don't feed them.
Okay.
You know, don't feed them. It's like,
okay.
The more you do. Yeah, I was just picturing a McDonald's parking lot, and you know how the seagulls are there, and you open a bag of French fries, and suddenly it's like Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. I'm feeling like bullies are like that. You know, don't open your French fries around them. So
that's funny.
Yeah, but be of good cheer, Pat, and don't let them get you down. They have
Thank
no power.
So
yeah, don't give them your power.
Okay. I actually was wondering if they were having power over me no matter what I did. And I also want to say, you ladies have just, you're seeing me through a real difficult period. You don't forget me. You know, you don't forget who I am. You remember my story. I'm so grateful for that. I'm humbled by it and grateful and thankful. And I love you all. Every time I call in, I say I love you. I really mean it. You've been wonderful to me. Thank you.
I love you right back, Pat. And that's why we do this work.
Thank you, Pat.
I was working with someone earlier today, and the phrase light up the dark came in, Bob Marley. And light up the dark. So, you know, and you can just send that out into the world too, Pat, because now you've got that energy from us and you can go help others. And
you're
a beautiful soul and you deserve to be happy. So don't let the, you know, what's grind you down. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you all and happy Fourth. I'll talk to you soon. God bless everybody.
Have
Take
a
care.
Blessed Fourth. Okay. May the Fourth be with you. Okay. All right. Beautiful. Thank you, Pat. And we'll talk to you again and keep in touch. And now we've got another 203. I don't know if it's Pat again. 203. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you. Could we get your name, please?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Well, my mom and I are very close, and it was reported to me that two family members, I think, are trying to kill her. Like they're working witchcraft, trying to take her out. And I just wanted to see and know, is that true?
This is your mom, is it?
Yes, it's my mom.
Feeling this way. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but this is quite ridiculous. Your poor mom. Are these people like pressuring her? Are they trying to make her believe their powers?
They're very close to her, and you know that's like the scary part about it because they're very close to her. So I'm just wondering.
You do no harm. That's one of their very, very basic tenets. If you're a practicing witch or a Wiccan or of a craft, there is no. You do not do any harm. That's the number one thing. It comes back to you. Any harm done.
Right.
These people are shams. They need help. But I'm more concerned about your mom because they talk about how curses work. It requires the victim. It requires the cooperation of the victim. And I use that term loosely because she's not a victim. She's, you know what? I'm starting to stumble, and I want to sort of ponder this. So Tony and Christiana and Marianne and Elizabeth, if you guys would take this, I'll come back to it. I'm going to see what else comes in. It's a disturbing. Yeah, I want to smack
it's very,
you too.
Yeah, it's very disturbing, Lisa. As soon as you got on the line and your name, you said your name, I drew a snake with a rattler snake, not even a good snake. And I like snakes, but this is a bad snake. And so I think whatever you're thinking is true. I mean, they're not physically trying to kill her, but they're trying to kill her brain is what I feel like, if that makes any sense. So you're right in what you're feeling. Your intuitions are right. I'm trying to think of how you're going to get her to believe you. Is that part of the problem?
Yes.
So you're going to have to be creative in how you do this. I think like what Lynn was saying, that she didn't mean to be disrespectful or anything to your mom, but she was probably getting the same kind of thing, because I feel the same way. I don't want to be disrespectful to your mom without you you can't just go to her and shake her and scream and say, do you see what's happening? You know what I mean? Because they're not going to listen.
Right.
So you have to be, you're going to have to be different in your way of getting her away from these people. Cause like you said, they're close and they're part of your family, right? It's going to be rough. Christiana, do you have anything to say how to do that? I don't see a way for her to approach her mom.
Can I read the cards first and then give a suggestion? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so the first card I got is the Two of Fire. And they're just telling you, or the angels are saying, to just keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, encourage her. How do I say it? Just continue to try to be positive and keep moving forward regardless of the situation, the witchcraft that they're doing. And then I got the Wheel, and Archangel Michael is stepping in, and he is saying that just keep moving forward and that there will be positive changes in the situation. So just call on Michael to protect. And then I get the Three of Water in reverse. And that's just telling me that there is like witchcraft and negativity surrounding this situation. But what first came to mind for me is the novena candles that have Archangel Michael on them. You can easily find stuff like that in a Google search or on Amazon.
Okay.
And they have prayers on them for protection. So I think that would be good to light the candle for 7 days and each night recite the prayer for protection to shield her from the witchcraft. The negative witchcraft.
Almost an exorcism, like what you're saying, Christiana, that it needs to be cleared out. Like her house needs to be cleared out. Her mind needs to be cleared out. The other thing too is like, and I don't mean to interrupt, but it just came to me real quick, is that I don't know if you've been on the show before, but it's a very simple thing you can do. You can get a plastic bowl with some sugar and you write the names of these people down that are, that you want to stop the black magic. And you just put it in the freezer, in the back of your freezer. So you write their names on a piece of paper. And this is for you to do, because your mom's not going to do it right now.
Right.
Until you convince her. But like what Christiana says, you just got to keep doing your due diligence like you are, because she feels the love. And just put those pieces of paper in that bowl with sugar. and put it in the back of your freezer, and it does work. It's worked for me several times. Yeah.
I will do that.
But I see Christiana saying about the candles, if you can go on and get those, or also some kind of smudge that you can light through the house, because it's in there. It's you got to get it out. Is what I'm feeling.
So light it through my tent at my mother's house.
Yes, at your mom.
I just want to make sure. Okay, all right. I'm going to order those candles.
If you can sneak the bowl into her freezer without her knowing about it, you can do it at her house also. But to protect you, to keep going strength, you know, to get your strength to do it, that would help anyway.
I will do that. Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate it.
Marianne, do you have anything for the Archangel, too? I know you deal with that a lot.
Yeah. You know, when I first heard, I immediately thought of Ryan and Dragda, because I had an issue with my sweet daughter did, where she was being hounded and tortured by this spirit, by a negative spirit. And it was so horrible for her. She was so young. And so I contacted Ryan and Dragna, and he was telling me how he works with Archangel Michael, because that is one of the things he does, is he's able to work with the dark and the light. And so he helped her, and he got rid of it. And it's just amazing. But what I have for you is they're wanting to tell you not to stop. And so to continue to move in the direction of what you're trying to do, you're on the right path, in case you're wondering, and that you should see progress as long as you stay the course. And so they're saying that it's very important that you stand your ground and believe in yourself. Don't let these others intimidate you, because they don't have your vision. And so they're just saying to follow your heart, and you'll succeed.
Okay, thank you so much. You can have a wonderful and a safe June 4th of July. I can't even get it out.
Hold up. We still have our chat room.
Hold on.
So Elizabeth in the chat room suggests that you teach others about the values of justice, fairness, equality, and honor. The truth will set you free. Robin Hood, the Guide of Swords. I think that's a card that Elizabeth pulls. And I also wanted to suggest for you, Lisa, I just found Carolyn Mice's blog. So if you type in Carolyn Mice, M-Y-S-S, she's got a blog entry about spell breaking and spell casters. Now, the thing is, the big problem is that your mother believes this, right? So, and what we believe, we tend to bring into reality. We manifest it, right? So she's manifesting the situation, and her fear is feeding on her own fear. And it's like Tony was talking with the snake chasing its tail and eating its own tail. It's like a continuum where the fear feeds on itself. This is an interesting article. And I don't know if I can give you the... Just go to mice.com and just go to her blog, and the blog entry is called Spellbreaking and Spellcasters. And it's interesting for you as the person who's dealing with this, because you're like her caregiver almost. Does she have any issues with, is her mental state solid and sound like otherwise?
No, it's not.
I'm not trying to be insensitive, but is she somewhat prone to like dementia behavior a little bit?
Yes, I'm starting to see that too.
Okay, because I'm getting, is that Tony you saying? I think I'm getting a feeling that this is connected to, not to frighten you, but you know, I would get her to a doctor and have her assessed. And just see where it's at. And huge buckets of love is needed here. You know, love and patience from you, darling, because it's so hard to deal with it. But you know what? As the team was saying, you can tap the Archangels. Michael is great. You can ask Ryan Adragna for help. He works with us in spirit. When Marianne was talking, I have my little flashlight on. When Marianne was talking about him, my flashlight started to go blah, 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 light up, and it's flashing. So he's with us. So just ask Ryan to help you. in spirit. He's very cool, and he loves helping. So, you know,
great.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
Ryan can help.
Lisa, I just want to let you know that I've been through something like this before with my mom. And like Lynn said, I had somebody that was controlling her because it was her mental state that was at risk. She now fully has Alzheimer's. This was like 5 or 6 years ago, and it was just the beginning. And that's how it starts. They start listening to people that are not, that they shouldn't be listening to. Like if they were in their right mind, they would have never listened. She probably would have never listened to people. You know, my mom.
Yeah.
So I just took her to a, you know, and had them do their tests on her, and she was getting dementia. So, and the road is really hard, but you just have to stay, you know, strong, and you do have people that can help you everywhere. So
but it's just kind of hard to get her evaluated because, like, my dad gives me such a hard time, like, when I'm like, you know, when you take her to the hospital, like, to her doctor, you know, just to get her checked and see if that's what it is. But he fights me, you know, tooth and nail. So.
Well, then just keep doing what you're doing because you'll win eventually. Like Marianne said, you will be out on top, and what you're feeling and your intuition is correct. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And you stronger than you think, Lisa. You'll find that strength. Ask the guides, the angels, the friends on the other side, wherever you tap the strength, and give them permission to help, and then the help will come. There's no doubt.
I do. Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies. And like I said, enjoy your 4th of July. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy 4th.
All right. Happy 4th to you, too. Bye-bye. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think I hung that call up, but anyway. So let's go around the room. First, let's go to our guest, Christiana Lad. I'm sorry, say it again. I'm sorry.
La Douceur,
thank you. I apologize. I'm French. I'm Canadian, so French is like La Douceur. Mm-hmm. And I smoke a cigar and drink a martini. So, it's La Douceur. Okay, I won't mess that up again. So, Christiana, why don't you tell people how they can find you again? I know you already did, but just remind us.
Yeah, there is a link in the description box, right, for Blog Talks?
Yeah, if you look
at
the show, it's your name is a link, and it goes to a page I made up with your information and all your links. So, you know.
Okay. Yeah, you can reach me at Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana on Facebook. It's just a business page. And just send a message there rather than the website because that's a work in progress. So just send a message on Facebook. And should I tell them about, like, anything else?
Anything you'd like to share about the way you work or the work you do, what you specialize in? Yep.
Yes, I'm an intuitive empath, and my main connection to spirit is through clairaudience.
Okay. Beautiful.
Sometimes it's external hearing, and sometimes it's like within me that I hear things. And I obviously provide psychic readings. I do healing hands, which is like Reiki. I do candle magic for clients, and I've been using the crystal ball a lot to give readings, so
lovely.
That's been a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's
And you just keep growing as you practice. I think it's going to expand for you. So connect with Christiana if you get a chance, and you're welcome. I don't know if you follow the Enter the Light Facebook page, Christiana, but if you do, you're welcome to post your information on there, okay? Or one of us can do it if you get lost, whatever, but let us know and we can post all your info on there.
Okay.
Okay, so we go around to Tony. And,
yeah.
How can they find you?
Yeah. So they can find me on Facebook, Toni Jorgensen. It's J-O-R-G-E-N-S-E-N. And it's me with a picture of my grandson, Cooper, throwing a kiss. You can message me on there. There's several people that do. So just send me a message. And then also I have a website that, like Christiana, so I don't get any messages off it yet because it's just starting. But it's Toni the Good Witch at Wix.com. And then, yeah, I'm on Twitter and Instagram. But thanks, Christiana. It was really fun having you on the show today. I thought it was great. You have a good insight, and I thought it was a fun show. Thanks, Marianne, too, and Lynn. You can get in touch with me anytime. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Was wonderful, yeah. Okay, and Marianne.
Oh, I'm just on Facebook, Marianne Adams.
We'll get her a little more website-y as we're go down. And I actually, I've almost finished adding you guys to the website. We're getting you, you know, sort of formally inducted into Sacred Embers, right? You can't turn back. Awesome. There's no turning back now. And
no.
So, Toni, can you give out Elizabeth's info as well, since you're good at pronouncing names?
Yeah. So Elizabeth, she's also on Facebook. It's Elizabeth D'Onofrio. And then she has a website also because she teaches acting, and I believe it's the same. You can Google search her, and she's more famous than us, so she comes up actually. And I think you can find her on there.
Yeah.
For now, until I get the other
work. Yeah, you can see all her acting work. Oh, in the IMBD site. But no, it's very cool. I'm really all impressed and everything. And we're hoping eventually to have Elizabeth's very talented son, Hawk, on. And we're looking at expanding and opening some more shows. So let's keep our hopes up for that. I think that's going to be really exciting. And Jessica, who couldn't be with us today, can be found on Facebook at Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven group. And you can connect with Jessica through that. Jaden is her son in spirit who works with her. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and you can find me at, lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And we are all, almost all, the Sacred Embers website is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And you can see the entire network team there. What else do I need to put out there? You can find us on our Enter the Light page, which is good. We're rolling with that a little bit more. We're slow on the uptake, but once we get our speed up, we'll be doing all kinds of fun things. I know what it was. I wanted to talk about one of our other shows on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, and that's Angel Answers with DC Love, Mary Hernandez, and Liz Pfister. And these women are wonderful, great team. So if you get a chance to call into them, they're wonderful. And as they say, we're looking to add shows. If Christiana came on as a guest, so if you'd like to join us sometime, let us know. Just enter the light, send us a message. And as I say, if you're interested in hosting your own show with Sacred Embers, let us know, because we are looking to add some shows to the week, and that would be fabulous. So anyway, we'll talk. In the meantime, as we said before, may the 4th be with you, and may it be a beautiful, beautiful day of peace and love amongst the beautiful citizens of America, the U.S. of A., we send love from Canada. Just heaps of love. What are you guys doing tomorrow? Are you going to celebrate or whatever?
Yeah, you know, with a good old-fashioned hot dog, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. Hey, how about you, Christiana? Are you celebrating anything? Are you going to?
Probably just some food, some good food.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, enjoy and then find some things to, you know, find some beautiful things to appreciate. And the world's a little wacky right now, but it's still
it
a beautiful world.
Yeah.
It really is. So anyway, may the force be with you all. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everybody.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.